What's happening locally? The news.
And it is the last look for this week, our Friday morning look, some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The administrator of the Panama Canal, Ricoarte Vasquez, said on Wednesday that the decision on a future water project that guarantees the availability of water for the canal and human consumption is a decision that is in the hands of the executive. Vasquez reiterated that the proposal presented by the board of directors to the executive body includes two specific points: that the restriction on the construction of new reservoirs be eliminated and that the limits of the basin be defined. Once it happens, we will be ready to start, emphasized the administrator in a press conference on Wednesday. One of the requirements is to expand the limits of the hydrographic basin, and this must be done by the central government and the National Assembly through the approval of legal reforms. The government of Laurentino Cortizo has avoided giving a public and definitive position on the issue, but La Prensa has been able to learn that several things that have happened within the executive and that would be delaying decisions on this issue. Apparently, the government was behind having and managing a water reservoir that would be made available to the canal. They then embraced the idea of piping water from Lake Bayano to Lake Gatun, but this was another decision that was off the radar of the ACP. Rio Indio involves the construction of a reservoir that would affect approximately 2,000 people, but the government would be avoiding saying yes to a reservoir that could be an obstacle to some organizations after having gone through the recent rejection of the mining contract. Therefore, there could be political management in the middle of the pre-electoral period with the water crisis. In that same press conference, Vasquez estimated that toll revenue from the Panama Canal will decrease between $500 and $700 million in fiscal year 2024 due to the restriction on the transit of ships that can use the canal, via currently limited, though, by the drought. A lawsuit of unconstitutionality against Law 20 of June the 21st of 2006, this is the one that modified the limits of the Panama Canal Basin, was presented before the Supreme Court of Justice by lawyer Juan Ramon Sevillano. Sevillano alleges that said law violates Article 319 of the Constitution, which establishes that the Board of Directors of the Panama Canal Authority has among its powers to propose the limits of the hydrographic basin in the interoceanic waterway, but that the ACP was never consulted by the National Assembly for its approval. The lawsuit states that the aforementioned law also violates Article 163 of the Constitution, which prohibits the National Assembly from approving laws contrary to the letter and spirit of the Magna Carta. It argues that its approval was carried out without consultation and has caused serious damage to the Panama Canal by preventing it from having vital resources for its operation, such as water. At the same time, the violation of Article 120 of the Constitution stands out, which establishes that the state must ensure, supervise, and timely apply the necessary measures to guarantee the use of terrestrial, river, and maritime fauna. This is evidenced by preventing the implementation of timely actions to protect and conserve the water necessary for the operation of the canal and the consumption of the residents of Panama City, said Sevillano. The lawyer presented the lawsuit on behalf of the former presidential candidate for the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Juan Carlos Navarro, who assured that the law now being sued was approved during the administration of former Panamanian President Martin Torrijos and eliminated all protection in one fell swoop of the basin, according to him, without any justification. Navarro adds that with the approval of Law 20 of 2006, which repealed Law 44 of 1999, establishing the limits of the canal basin, these areas were handed over to mining. Sevillano was the plaintiff lawyer for Law 406 of 2023, which adopted the contract between the state and Minera Panama, which was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court of Justice on the 28th of November of last year. The National Immigration Service, in coordinated action with Interpol Panama, deported two Ecuadorian citizens required by the justice system of the South American country. One of these people maintained a red alert from Interpol and another had an internal threat alert in Ecuador, reported Maria Isabel Saravia, Deputy Director of the SNM of Panama. These people are linked to prisoner escape operations and possibly corruption cases, said the Panamanian official. The Deputy Director of Immigration Panama indicated that the deportations complied with due process in both cases, and that direct coordination was carried out with the Ecuadorian government to execute these measures. Ecuador is going through an escalation of acts of violence. In addition to the recent assault on a television station, there were kidnappings of police officers, murders of at least 8 people, explosive devices, burning vehicles, and riots in 7 prisons. The Ecuadorian government has declared a state of exception and a situation of internal armed conflict. Once again, the Supreme Court of Justice rejected a protection of constitutional guarantees from former President Ricardo Martinelli in the new business case. On this occasion, it is an appeal against the second instance ruling issued by the Superior Court of the Settlement of Criminal Cases, which maintained his sentence of 128 months in prison and the payment of a fine of $19.2 million. It is the 8th protection that the court and the first court of justice have rejected to Martinelli's lawyers, either against decisions made by Judge Maloisa Martinez or against the magistrate of the Superior Court of Liquidations. The ruling was presented by Judge Maria Cristina Chenstanzinola and was made public through Edict No. 55 posted in the court's secretariat on the afternoon of Wednesday, in which the parties of the ruling were notified of the plenary decision. The Amparo, presented by Carlos Carrillo from Martinelli's team of lawyers, sought for the court to annul the ruling issued by the Superior Settlement Court on the 24th of October of 2023. On that occasion, judges Jose Hojustiani, Manuel Mata, Eben Daniel, and Aida Amaris Juarez confirmed the conviction against Martinelli, Daniel Ochi, Janet Vasquez, Valentin Martinez Vasquez, and Ivan Arturo Rocha. The court also rejected the protection of guarantees against this same resolution presented by Rocha, also notified this Wednesday. Martinelli's defense also filed an appeal and a warning of unconstitutionality in this case. Both are in the admission process. The Superior Court of Appeals confirmed the provisional arrest of a 39-year-old citizen accused of running over a cyclist in El Espave, in the district of San Carlos, Panama Oeste, and driving to the Casamar residential complex with the body of the victim on the bodywork. The accident occurred on the night of the 30th of December when Jimmy Stoskonik was driving a BMW sedan and hit a 26-year-old cyclist. For this fact, he was accused of manslaughter in a hearing held on the 1st of January. Then his provisional arrest was also ordered. The new updated vaccine against COVID-19 from the pharmaceutical company Pfizer is already in Panama. This Thursday, a batch with 183,360 doses of the vaccine that protects against the Omicron variant and its subvariants arrived in the country. Of this batch, Itzel De Hewitt, National Coordinator of the Expanded Immunization Program of the Ministry of Health, explained that 4,800 are for the population from 6 months to 4 years of age, 28,800 are aimed at the population from 5 to 11 years old, while 149,760 are aimed at the population over 12 years of age. The official added that the distribution of the doses in the different health regions will begin on Thursday, yesterday, and the vaccination process with reinforced doses will be carried out throughout the country, she stressed. Now, it must be remembered that the updated formula of the COVID-19 vaccine was approved last October by the European Medicines Agency, the Food and Drug Administration, and the World Health Organization. Given the increase in COVID-19 cases in the country, health authorities have called on the population to get vaccinated and maintain self-care measures. During the week of the 2nd of January to the 14th, the Ministry of Health epidemiological report shows that 1,843 new positive cases of COVID-19 were reported, raising the accumulated number of confirmed cases to 1,057,841 since the start of the pandemic on the 20th of March of 2020. In this last epidemiological week, a total of 7,249 tests were carried out with a weekly positivity percentage of 25.4%, the report states. With 45 votes in favour, the National Assembly approved Bill 1007 in its third debate, which seeks to resolve the problem of shortages and public purchases of medicines and other health products. Pharmaceutical establishments in public tenders of the Ministry of Health, the Social Security Fund and Health Boards establishes a medicine observatory and proposes the use of platforms, applications and other technological tools that allow consumers direct access to information sources. The initiative allows the Ministry of Health and the Social Security to make joint purchases nationally and abroad through expeditious mechanisms in the event of a critical shortage of medicines or to prevent shortages of these. Project 1007 was brought to the Assembly on the 29th of March of last year by the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, and it is a direct proposal from the Executive. The prompt sanction of President Laurentino Cortizo is expected. Provisionally, the Assembly had approved Bill 841, an original initiative by Deputy Daniel Ramos. However, that proposal was vetoed by Cortizo on the 27th of April last year. The Executive undertakes to provide sufficient resources to the Comptroller General of the Republic so that it can exercise prior control with priority, as well as the appropriate endorsements in public purchases of medicines and supplies. The system of solidarity pharmacies is also implemented, which are those in the private sector that request authorization from the Ministry of Health to purchase their merchandise with the prices negotiated by the National System of Reference Prices for Medicines. And that's it then. Let's look at some of those local news stories for you here for this Friday morning, compiled for you for today's programme.